Evening, everybody. This week is Parashat B'Shalach, and we're continuing with the Lamatas Malachas. And the two Malachas that we are up to now is Mafshit and Ma'abed. So Mafshit is these are part of the second. We're up the third group, I think, of Malachas in the 39 Malachas, and this is the process of developing and processing a hide into either parchment or into leather. It's a whole group of malachas that began with capturing the animal, slaughtering the animal, which is what we did till now. And the next two is mafshit, which is skinning the animal, and ma'abed, which is processing the hide into leather or parchment. Now, understandably, these two particular malachas are rarely relevant in the original form, as we don't really do either of these things during the week. Baruch Hashem, we don't have to do that anymore, and certainly we don't do that on Shabbos. But there is a drabanan iser that comes off of ma'abed, which is the processing of leather. And that's very relevant. That's salting food. Part of the process of developing the hide into leather is in salting the hide and subjecting it to different chemicals to remove the hair and to soften it. And therefore, Chazal instituted an Isser Drabanan when you utilize salt to process anything, including food. Now, there are a number of issues that can come up when you're preparing salads and certain types of foods, which involve this issur in addition to other issurim. So I wanted to just dedicate this share to the general topic of food preparation, which doesn't really fit into any other malachas. It's like a little bit of a bunch of different malachas. So starting off with salting vegetables, the Gemara says that it's forbidden to salt vegetables, which are typically pickled. Now, if you actually pickle something on Shabbos, like if you were to take cucumbers and put them into brine or vinegar and pickle them on Shabbos, so the Rambam says it may be even a malacha d'iraisa, not of ma'abed, because that's particular to leather, but that would maybe bishul, maybe equivalent to cooking. So there's a little question whether he means min ha'tayra or midrabanan. So actual pickling is a serious question. But here the Gemara says, because of this gezeira of ma'abed, because it's similar to processing leather, the process, so you can't salt vegetables that are typically pickled on Shabbos. So if you cut up a bunch of cucumbers, for example, and then you salt them, even though you have in mind to eat them immediately, it's still forbidden, because cucumbers are a vegetable which are pickled and they're subject to this issur, and the fact that you're eating it immediately doesn't make it mutter. So that's important to realize about this issur. Now, there are three exceptions, basically, to this halacha, which is generally the way we approach pickling, salting things on Shabbos. It has to fit into one of these three categories in order for it to be mutter. So the first heter is when it's a vegetable which is not typically pickled. Those are permitted to be salted. So, for example, you can salt lettuce, right, or radishes, because those are not things that are typically pickled. Now, even cabbage, which is pickled as sauerkraut, it's never pickled with salt. It's only soaked in vinegar. So if you were just to salt it, that is not something that is considered typically pickled, and that would be permitted. Now, interestingly, I saw that Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach Zatzal, he permitted salting cut-up tomatoes, because he said that those are also a vegetable which are not pickled. Now, he said, someone asked him, people do pickle tomatoes, right? So he said, no, that's only whole tomatoes, and it's only pickled in vinegar, and it's never pickled in salt, and it's never pickled when it's cut up, so therefore it's permitted. This may vary from place to place. If you Google it, you will find a number of nice recipes to pickle tomatoes cut up. So, I don't know. I don't see that would be a heter, at least not here. It's most definitely something people do. So in any case, but there are definitely a lot of vegetables which are not ever pickled, and those are permitted. And once those are permitted, so if you have a salad that the majority is lettuce, even though it has cucumbers and it has tomatoes or anything else that may be pickled, it's permitted to salt that salad because you go after the majority, and the minority wouldn't concern us in that case. So that's heter number one. The first heter is a vegetable which is not typically pickled. Number two, the second heter is, you can salt an individual vegetable and then eat it. Because as long as it's not multiple vegetables, let's say just one cucumber that you're salting, that you cut up, But it's salting one cucumber and then eating it, that's allowed because that doesn't resemble the process, again, of tanning and preparing hide, which was done in larger quantities. You can also take a vegetable and dip it into salt and for the sake of eating it right away because it is a single vegetable. So that's one heter. But that heter also only applies if you're going to eat it right away. So if, let's say, you want to prepare a plate for Shal Shudis and you're going to cut up one cucumber, one tomato, one something else that's typically pickled, and you'll salt them, but then it's going to sit there for a while, and it'll sit there long enough that the vegetable is going to start to sweat. That's not allowed. So salting is allowed only if you're going to be eating it relatively quickly. If you try at home, you can see it starts to sweat pretty quickly. So, I mean, quickly, I mean, you know, 20 minutes or so, it'll start sweating. So it needs to be prepared right before you eat them. And the other number, heter number three, is if there's other ingredients in the dressing. So if, let's say, you pour oil over your Israeli salad of cucumbers and tomatoes and onions, so as long as you've poured oil over it, so then you can add vinegar and you can add salt, because the combination of the dressing also makes it that it's not the derech, it's not similar to ibud, to tanning, and therefore it's allowed. So three heterim. Either it can be a vegetable which is not typically pickled, and if the salad is majority of that vegetable, then you can salt it, no problem. Number two, if it's an individual vegetable you're salting, as long as you're eating it relatively quickly, it's allowed. And number three is if you've added other liquids to it, like oil or water, then you can add the vinegar or the salt, and that is okay. So that's as far as salting vegetables is concerned. When you're preparing a salad, there we've already covered the melacha of teichen. It was actually almost exactly a year ago. It was last year, Parshas Bai, that we did teichen. And there's bayir. So those are two melachas to be concerned when you're preparing a salad. You can't cut the pieces too small, and you can't cut off the bad pieces or select the wilted pieces of lettuce and throw it away, because that would be a problem of bayir. How small is small? We discussed it then. It's a little bit hard to know. It's a little unclear. Mishabura says that if you're making slightly larger pieces, then you are allowed to cut it up, as long as you're going to eat it like pretty much right away, like the same idea like bayir, you're doing it for that meal. It's not clear how much that is. So whatever you typically would cut, let's say for an Israeli salad, if you know a basic idea of the size you usually cut, so make it significantly larger than that, like double the size. And then you can be pretty comfortable that it's okay. So I don't know. So let's say it's usually a centimeter by a centimeter, make it 2 centimeters by 2 centimeters, which is like almost an inch by an inch. And then you know it's okay. If you're cutting large pieces like slices of tomato, then there's no question, you know, that's certainly allowed. And that's not taken at all. And that would be permitted even if you do it a long time before. It's only when you're kind of cutting it up into small pieces where this becomes a question. The last part of food preparation I want to touch on is smoothing. Smoothing is a different melacha. It's memareach, also part of the either by wood or whatever, wherever it was done. so really, we hold essentially that ein memareach ba'eichlin. There's no problem of smoothing out food. Food is not something that is subject to that melacha. But the way it's presented is that tabli alav bracha. If you avoid it, it's better. It's not exactly what that language means. It's not an isser. At least that's for sure. It's not an issue. You're allowed to do it. Tavi al bracha, it's a nice thing to avoid. Even that, tavi al bracha, only applies if you're like really smoothing it out because to make it look nice. But let's say you're smoothing something out to spread it, like butter or margarine, you want to spread it on something, that's for sure mutter. That's not a question at all. The intent is not to smooth it, the intent is to spread it, and then that would not be subject to this isser at all.